Today is Palm Sunday. You may have noticed from the chaos that was the beginning of the service. Fun chaos, but chaos nonetheless. It's also called the triumphal entry. It's the day that we celebrate Jesus coming into Jerusalem to the adoring crowds, the people who believed in the big win. It's strange, though, right, to celebrate this day knowing what we know now. It's all too easy from this vantage point to just sort of skip over this bit. Next week is Easter. We're already thinking of what's on the menu, who's going to hide the Easter eggs, who's going to pick up the casket on this. We're Easter people. We know all of this ends. We would prefer if we could just fast forward to the pageantry of next week. We know now that as Jesus entered the city that day, he would conquer death, but would have to be murdered first. He would start a revolution, but lose at the outset. That he would be the Messiah, but first be treated as a common criminal. Like watching a car crash in slow motion, we can't do anything about it, but we know it's happening. And so we play our part, we wave our palms, and we brace for impact. We know that without the difficulty of death, the loss and the rejection, the resurrection loses its immense power. So, we choose the way of transformation, which is the way of the cross, even though we'd rather just go stock up on cascadones. Today's scripture illuminates our path. They're all about being on the same page, being unified with one goal. The Old Testament passage speaks to the gifting that God has given the prophets and what it looks like to stand together in strength against adversaries to the faith, not flesh and blood adversaries, adversaries like sin, evil, hopelessness, death. It reminds us that God will gift us as we step into the work that God has prepared. We don't actually get to see that full gifting until we're using it for God's love. It's called faith, right? If we knew we were strong enough to do the task and did it, would it require faith? And so as it unfurls, we see the gifting of God. Jesus received it that way too. He got exactly what he needed from his journey with each step. This path of transformation begins with radical trust. Then, the epistle calls us to have the same mind as Jesus. This is very lofty goals. To literally think the same way with the same intention and the same goals that Jesus had, that is a lot to ask. I promise you, having the same mind as Jesus is not any of our baselines. We are not accustomed to putting others' needs before our own, even to the point of our own demise. We are not so concerned with the healing of the world that we would leave all that we know to pursue it. We do not take our own goals, our own dreams, our own best laid plans, and lay them aside for God's will and love. We rarely accept ourselves, others, or situations as they are, and instead judge ourselves, others, and situations. We don't look at them from Jesus' point of view, which is always with love, healing, and hope. So our Old Testament starts us with radical trust. Our epistle moves us into adopting the same mind as Christ. And then we see the gospel and we think, all right, we're going to really see this in action, right? God's just really going to show us how to do this thing. And instead, it's a case study on how messed up you can get this. There is really no other way to say it, but that first Holy Week, the disciples failed miserably. Right after this triumphal entry and their task of grabbing a place for the Last Supper, which they didn't even have to do the work, Jesus is like, go find the guy that's going to host us, right? That's all they did. They literally messed every single thing up until after the resurrection. They did a terrible, terrible job of being friends, of being decent humans, certainly a terrible job of being people of faith. Jesus knew they were going to do a terrible job. He told them so. Even as he was giving them the gift of this last meal together and the hope that it would bring for generations. In our text this morning, he says, listen, one of you is going to betray me unto murder, and all of y'all are going to desert me. Can you imagine? Knowing that you're going to do the hardest thing of your entire life and literally have to die and know that many of your closest friends who stand there proclaiming their everlasting love are going to leave you. That must have been so difficult for Jesus. To know that amidst all the cheers, all that promise of faithfulness, he wasn't going to get it. Now, we do know that Jesus had very faithful friends. He had followers who stayed with him to the very end. Several of his female friends and disciples never left him. They looked him in the eye as he died. They made sure that he wasn't alone. They probably sang him songs, recited scripture, prayed with him, reminded him of the beautiful times that they had together, making sure he knew he was loved. So he wasn't completely bereft. But he also had these clowns that totally failed him. Judas for 30 pieces of silver. The rest of them, just because of their fear, they didn't even get any money for it. In retrospect, we see how they should have remembered to trust the gifts that God had given them and had the same mind and purpose as Jesus, working toward the healing of the world, but they didn't. And I have to tell you, on this Palm Sunday, this preacher is glad they did not. Because as much as we need faithful examples, we need unfaithful examples too. We need to have these realistic clowns showing us that the blunderers and the cheaters, that the liars and the turncoats, that the fallible and the weak also have hope beyond the death of their integrity. We need that hope. Each one of them, it says in the text, assured Jesus that they would not abandon him. And the biblical narrative tells another story. One after another, they did. And Peter, in the best way, Peter's always stealing the show. As much as we would like to count ourselves among those women who stayed, how many of us actually would have done that? When faced with the possibility of actual danger, rejection from the community, most of us would run too. We do. We abandon God, ourselves, others, all the time. We abandon ourselves when we fail to see ourselves as beloved children of God who have a right to stand and move forward in resurrection. We abandon others when we don't see them as the same. And we abandon God when we fail to do the good that God has empowered us to do. When we choose all the trappings of the world over God's virtue. I'm sure it wouldn't take any of us very long to come up with at least a short list of ways that we have abandoned ourselves, others, and God. Jesus gave us some practical examples. That he was naked and we did not clothe him. That he was hungry and we did not give him food. That he was thirsty and we did not give him something to drink. We may not have gotten 30 pieces of silver for it, but we have kept our hands and feet from God's service all too often. So we, like those clowns that night, talk out both sides of our mouth. We proclaim our faith and then fail to act on it. We choose selfish and small. But remember, even in the darkness of entering Holy Week, we are Easter people. And our scriptures this morning show us the way. Remember the prophet, finding their strength as they step out in motion. God has gifted you, and you may not see it until you have the faith and courage to take the steps that you need to take. Remember the epistle. Have the same mind as Jesus. Conform your thoughts, your life, your habits. Remember what is true. Weigh it out daily. Church, we have entered Jerusalem with Jesus. Things are not going to go well from here. It will not go well until we meet again next Sunday. Please, please don't pass up this opportunity for transformation. Don't bypass the cross this week. Recognize your own betrayal of yourself, others, and God. Repent, and then have the chance to resurrect with Jesus, beloveds. It'll require some death, and maybe some weeping at the ways that we've missed the way. But if we're able to, we can choose this course correction and live. Do not be afraid.